in Mark Hunter. G'day, Mark.
G'day, John.
Well done tipping the quaddy last Thursday. A couple of listeners informed me of it. Paid seven, and a couple of them had 25% of it.
That's wonderful news. It's they've been that sort of days, those Thursdays, where they've been really hard races, go wide, bunch finishes. You just got to hope you get a little bit of luck and your horse doesn't get, it's not the one getting held up the straight and it can stick its head out at the right time. And thankfully that happened last week.
All right, Cranbourne, 10 races. The first couple are pretty tough assignments. So the first one is a two-year-old over 1,200 metres and maiden. Many, many first starters, 1 and 11, come out of what we've seen. Obviously, Rock Tycoon is the benchmark for Ollie and Price, but you're taking $1.90. Skidman, $5.50. Elton Song, $7. Active Fame at $9.50 with Tab.
Yeah, look, I think we'll kick off with the winner with the fave, number 6, Rock Tycoon. Its debut at Ballarat was really good. It led, and Hawkshot's a pretty fair horse, and Rock Tycoon really stretched Hawkshot and made it chase all the way and just got it. It went straight for a spell, it's come back, it's jumped out well. It should go forward, sit on the speed, and you think it would have them covered. To beat number 3, Elton Song, had its first start up there in Echuca in a fair maiden without raving. It ran well, should be improved and get a good run here. Number 7, Skidman, has trialled up quite nicely. And maybe number 9, Test the Boom, next best, who got back from that wide gate on debut. 6 should be winning here, 6, 3, 7 and 9.
6, 3, 7 and 9, so $1.90. What have you got the horse at?
Oh, look, I haven't seen number 10, and it's a bit hard with those first starters. You'd imagine if they're not fancied, often, you know, it wouldn't shock if Rock Tycoon crashed into around the $1.60 mark come jump time.
Okay, we'll keep a watch. Second race, this is a difficult two-year-old over 1,200 metres. We scratch 5 and 7. Unraced approach discreet from Weir's Barn, $3.90. Taverson of Kiwi, obviously a Tavistock horse, $4, but we haven't seen him here. Holbert, $5.50. First tier at 6. Sacharo is $8. This is a raffle unless you can help.
Look, I like the toppy here, number 1, Approach Discreet. Trialled at Warricktonville back there on July 3, sat behind them and was really strong through the line. It was just getting going nicely. Out of that trial, we saw a horse called Master Brax come out and run a good race on debut, so at least we've got some form. That was on July 3. You would imagine Approach Discreet has had another trial, which I haven't seen, but it should be ready to go here and looks ideally suited 1,200 metres to beat number 6, Sicaro. Sicaro was a really good debut. It was back, it was sent forward wide basically the whole way and set a real task. Did well to run fourth. Trialled recently, it trialled okay. I thought it might have trialled a bit better there. 8 Taverson has been very plain over in New Zealand. It's trialled okay here at the jump outs and down to number 11 first tier, who was given a soft jump out the other day. A bit hard to assess off that one. The only horse I could back here would be 1. I'll go 1, 6, 8 and 11.
1, 6, 8 and 11. The third race is a 3 years and up maiden, a staying race over 25-20. We lose 8, 15, 16 and 17. 4 Koalas, a rising 4-year-old mare. She got home well at Geelong, stepping up in distance. She's 2.50. American Ear, 5.50. All Aboard Gypsy at 6. Mandakay, $8. Fox Street at $9.50 with Marie Adelaide also at $9.50. Tough race. Favourite looks under the odds for mine.
Yeah, maybe, John. But look, if it doesn't win, I don't know where to go. So the 12 starts for 4 seconds. It's threatening and has been for quite a while to win a race. It will miss the kick. It's a matter by how far. You've got J-Mott to ride, which is a massive plus. I don't mind where it's drawn, listening to Sammy's track report. I think it'll pick them off one by one, and I reckon today's the day for 4 Koalas to break through. To beat number 1, American Ear, who suited on soft ground, didn't have the greatest room up the inside the other day. It's got some chance. 11, Murray Adelaide, it's the big query. It ran okay on debut despite a duck egg, and then last start, maybe that track was just too wet. There's been very good support this morning for it. Big watch on it. And out to number 13, Way of the Storm, who's had 2 runs back from a spell. They've both been okay. It's going to win a race one day over this sort of distance. 9 the one to beat, 9, 1, 11 and 13.
9, 1, 11 and 13. Gee, they must have had an opinion of this filly because what they've thrown her in the Oaks and the Vase, so she must have shown something.
Yeah, she did. Well, I think if you've got that 3-year-old that shows staying promise, they're the obvious, the Derby and the Oaks is where you aim for. And it was coming along all right, but just didn't quite measure up.
On to race number 4. This is a 2 years and up maiden mark. It's over 1,000. We lose 2, 3, 5, 11 and 12 here. Fidelia is your favourite, 2.30. Bold Type, 4.60. Bionics, 4.80. Then Halcyon Dame at 10.
Yeah, gee, Fidelia, off the Cranbourne jump outs recently, it just speed to the top and just ran along and raced away. 1,000-metre race here. It opened up short. I can see why. And it's going to take a big effort to run it down. To beat number 9, Bold Type. Bold Type's racing really well. It's got race fitness on its side. You think it would sit on Fidelia and try it, gun it down late. Number 8, Bionics, coming off a spell. Gate 1 has trialled up okay. And I don't know number 13, Halcyon Dame, but I couldn't put you into any of the rest, so I'll put it in for 4th. 10's going to lead for a long, long way here. 10, 9, 8 and 13.
10, 9, 8 and 13 to race 5 over 1,600 metres for 3-year-olds and up over the 1,600. We lose 1, 5, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 19. Tab Market has the Gatting Ball, 380. Come On Carl, 480. Count of Essex at $6. Vivendi at $8. The Sword and Anna Boar are $8.50, and then Voluntas is at $9. Very, very well named, the Gatting Ball by Hard Spun.
Yeah, I reckon it can bowl them over today, John. There's another one for you. The Gatting Ball. Look, it's an open maiden. There's a few chances, but I like a few things about it. I like that it's hard and fit. It's coming back from 1,700 metres, so it's going to be strong at the mile in the ground. I like where it's drawn. I think the inside will be off. It can just grind its way into the race and look for it to be too strong down the straight. I think if you bet each way, you won't lose. Got a great chance of winning. Danger here, number 8, Anava. It was terrific two starts ago on soft ground. Ambitious placement last time, sat last and ran last. It's much better suited here. Number 2, Come On Carl. It's always shown ability, this horse. It's going to win a maiden very soon. And after that, number 7, The Sword, who was good first up and then got a long way back at Sandown, ran on well, appears to be looking for the mile. If you're happy to bet each way at this price, 6 shouldn't miss, 6, 8, 2 and 7.
6, 8, 2 and 7 in race number 5, the Gatting Ball, 380 and 170 at the moment, fixed with Tab. On to race number 6, lastly, the early quaddy, a class 1 over 1,600. We lose 11, 13, 14, 17 and 18. Fun fact, who led at Flemington, this rising 4-year-old, at 350. Think Diamonds, 350. Boss Tweed at 6. Valerina Messalina for Sammy Highland at 7. And Judicious is at $8, Mark.
Yeah, gee, I think this is an absolute standout, the best of the day here, number 12, Think Diamonds. It's come in from longer odds this morning. Gee, I think it should be a clear favourite, and I think it'll win. It showed really good promise late 2, early 3, then lost its way, got back to form at Wangaratta with a good win, was fantastic at the Valley, then went to Flemington on the firmer ground, and a combination of the firm ground, and I think they might have ridden it too close just to suit the pattern of the race, and it just battled away. Gets back here onto soft ground, very suitable race, got the best form in the race, and I think it will win. I think the danger might be number 4, Judicious, who only coming off a maiden, but it's just one of those big, gawky, improving horses. Be perfect. McKenna will keep improving it. Number 3, Boss Tweed, has shown good ability. It's trialled up well, probably drawn the right spot. And for 4th, number 9, Valeria Messalina. Got ability, but just run into a pretty fair race first up. Going around the favourite here, fun fact, I think 12 will win, 12, 4, 3 and 9.
12, 4, 3 and 9. First leg of the Quaddy Marks race 7, benchmark 64, 1,400 metres. Scratchings are 13, 14, 18, 19 here. Call It A Day, 480. Deported, 480. Captive Hero, 550. Lady Lee at 8. Then Nicodame at 10.
Yeah, this is the hardest race of the day for me. I didn't know where to go. Tip number 10, Lady Lee, who speared across on that leader's track last time to lead, but probably just went along a bit hard in front and knocked up in the straight. You've got the riding change here to D. Oliver. It's OK in the wet. It's drawn out wide. You'd think they'd be getting off the fence by now. So should be able to take block, not far off the speed, control the race, and at good each way odds should run well. To beat number 4, Captive Hero. Doesn't win out of turn, but I just think I'm working on those outside barriers being an advantage by now. Should be in the right part of the track, getting a great run. 15, Nicodame. If you take away that synthetic track failure 2 runs ago, its form's good. It won't be far away. And 16, Deported, who just had to do a bit much work last time. Another one that should be up in the best part of the track and somewhere in the finish. There's very little between these. 10, 4, 15 and 16.
10, 4, 15 and 16. Race 8, Quaddy Leg 2, benchmark 70 over 2025. Scratch 7, 17, 18 and 19. King Way, $4.60. Fontaine Lad, $5.50 with Tab. Zibiar, 7. Eckhart, $7.50. Then $8 for the Thug.
It's a tough race, but gee, I think there's a terrific each-way bet here, number 8, Zibiar. It was fantastic at the Valley 2 runs ago. It just had next start written all over it on the soft track. Went to Flemington. The race didn't pan out that well, and I just don't think the Flemington track really suited it. gets back onto the softer ground here. Deed under ride, it's drawn wide, it'll get back. I can just see him picking them off one by one and being very strong late, each way at good odds. To beat number 5, Eckhart, it's a beauty, this horse. It's no worries in the wet ground. Rosie Pearson will just get back and pick her way through like she always does. It'll run well. Number 14, High Sierra, just got lost last time. It can improve. And fourth pick, number 2, Silver Stratum, getting back onto softer ground. Wasn't disgraced last time, but despite a zero next to its name. The gate's got a great each-way hope, 8, 5, 14 and 2.
8, 5, 14 and 2. Second last is race 9, benchmark 64 over the 1,200 here, Mark. Scratchings are 2, 3, 10, 12 and 17. Parwin Prince inside gate, which by this stage might not be the place to be drawn, 3.30. Noriko, 4.20. Piquet or Peak at 5.50. Riverdance Lad, 6.50. Tradies Tea Break Mark at 7.50.
Yeah, that's certainly your query, John. Parwin Prince is flying. It's just a combination of having to run a really strong 1,200 metres and drawn gate one. I've left it out of my numbers, but it would be next one if I had a fifth pick. I'll tip number 5, Riverdance Lad. Riverdance Lad was really good behind a handy horse there two starts ago on soft ground, and then last time got on the dry and just whacked away. You've got Parwin Prince setting the speed here. I think Nathan Punch on Riverdance Lad can just stalk it, get a beautiful run, and I don't think it'll miss each way to beat number 6, Jersey Whistler. Racing well, and again, I'm just banking on that outside barrier being an advantage, just might be in the right spot. Number 7, PK, can certainly win. It's had a couple back from a spell, just might be bogged down inside. And fourth pick, number 13, Noriko, who has shown ability and has trialled up okay. I think 5 gets a great run, terrific each-way chance, 5, 6, 7 and 13.
5 each-way, 6, 7, 13, and we wrap it up with another benchmark, 64, 1,200. Scratch here, 3, 8, 10 and 11. Similar situation here. Je Suis Tycoon is drawn the inside gate at $5. Aero Victory at $6. Uptown Gal, $6. Yazali at $7. Our Fox Wedge at $8. Flojo Snip is at $8.50. Fee Champagne at $9. Who wins the last, Mark?
Look, I'm heading down the bottom, for middle down. I'm going for number 9, Our Fox Wedge, who was good behind Riverdance Lad two starts ago at Cranbourne, and I'm banking on that form being okay. Then went to the synthetic and didn't fire. Just prepared to forgive those synthetic runs, John, and we'll give it another chance. There's good speed. I'm hoping it parks just behind the pace and produces at the right time. To beat number 12, Uzaley, it's racing consistently. It's going to be in the right spot, suited by the speed running on down the centre. The best horse in the race is number 14, Uptown Gal. It comes off a break. Its record is nowhere near as good as what it should be. It could easily come out and blow them away here first up. And fourth, number 15, Zamperini, who sat up on the speed last time and fought on quite well to place. I'll go 9, 12, 14 and 15.
9, 12, 14 and 15 in the last. All right, Mark, best bet, Ruffy, quaddy, player of the afternoon. Thank you.
My best is race 6, number 12, Think Diamonds. My Ruffy is race 10, number 9, Our Fox Wedge. We're going flexi again in the quaddy. We'll go first leg 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, 15 and 16, into 2, 5, 8 and 14, into 1, 5, 6, 7 and 13, and we'll come home with 9, 12 and 14. Play of the day, John, I'm going race 6. I'm boxing up Quinellas and Exactas with numbers 3, 4 and 12, and I'm going to play a trifecta, 3, 4, 12 to come first and second, and the field to come third.
Well played, Mark. Good luck.
Thanks, John.
Mark Hunter with his thoughts on the big 10-race program at Cranbourne this afternoon. It's approaching 12 minutes to 11 o'clock. You are listening to RSN 927. Winners is the program. A short break, then we'll take a look at Kembla Grange.